The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Open your Bibles with me quickly to Psalm 126. We'll be reading together from verse 1 all through to verse 2. Psalm 126, verse 1 and verse 2. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there? Okay, I'll wait a few more seconds or you can use the screen. Are you ready? Okay, I'm waiting. Psalm 126, verse 1 and verse 2. 1, 2, go. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. Also, Job chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. The book of Job, chapter 8, verse 20, all through to verse 22. We'll be reading together also real quick. Praise the Lord. Let's go now. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoer, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. I thought I would hear a louder amen. I'm speaking this morning by privilege of the Almighty God on the message titled Breaking the Limitations to Uncommon Laughter. Breaking the limitations to uncommon laughter. Our God delights in your laughter. It is God's desire every time that you are laughing and that you are happy. He desires always that laughter proceeds from your mouth. And I say to somebody here this morning that laughter will soon proceed from your mouth. Even God himself laughs. Somebody will say, I can't imagine that God laughs. God laughs in Psalm chapter 2 verse 4. Psalm chapter 2 verse 4 is that he that seated in heaven shall laugh. Psalm 2 verse 4. He that seated in heaven shall laugh. So God himself laughs. He laughs. And that's why he also wants you to laugh. He delights in your laughter. And what is uncommon laughter? We'll go through that very quickly this morning. Uncommon laughter simply means the arrival of good news which culminates into celebration. The arrival of good news. Something you have been waiting for. It arrives and it culminates into celebration. Number two, what is laughter? It means jubilation and singing as a result of a positive event. Can you see the way I'm painting the picture of what is going to happen to you very soon? Jubilation and singing as a direct result of a positive event. This month will not end before something positive will happen in your life. I can hear your loudest amen. Amen. This month will not end before God will do a positive event in your life. Amen. Number three, what is uncommon laughter? It means simple answered prayer. Uncommon laughter is a product of answered prayer. God gains nothing in your sorrow. God has nothing to gain if you are sorrowful. What do you think God will be happy about to see you sad? In fact, the Bible tells me that sorrow in the life of any Christian is not permitted to last more than one night. So if you are sorrowful over any matter and it's more than one day, one night, it's already too long. In Psalm 30 verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for a night. Say, but joy must come in the morning. for his anger endured for a moment, his favor, his life. Weeping must only endure for one. You are not permitted to be sad more than one time. Maybe something just quickly happened and you were. He's not permitted to go on and on and on. No. Someone say no. It's not permitted. I mean, these are biblical facts. These are not things that one is originating. These are biblical facts which you can see. What is responsible for a man not accessing uncommon laughter? It is called limitations. What are limitations? I'll give you about 10 definitions quickly. Limitation is a minus. Just be writing it one after the other on the line or beside each other. A minus, something that is a minus. Number two, a limitation is an obstacle. An obstacle. An obstacle to where you are going. That's a limitation. This is the thing that limits or hinders common laughter. Number three, a limitation is anything that keeps you down. It's called a limitation. Anything that keeps you on the floor is a limitation. It can be financial, it can be health. Anything that keeps you down is a limitation. Number four, what is a limitation? A hindrance to achievement. Anything that is a hindrance is called a limitation. Number five, a limitation is a boundary. Something that demarcates you from moving forward. It is like a stumbling, something that stays and says, I'm a boundary between you and your next level. That's the limitation. Number six, a limitation is an evil yoke. Anything that is a yoke, a burden, is a limitation to uncommon laughter. Number seven, what is the limitation? Satanic embargo. Say, we have placed an embargo on you. You cannot go to school more than this. We have placed embargo on your marriage. That's an embargo. And that embargo will be lifted today. I said that embargo will be lifted today. Number eight, what is a limitation? We also have what we can call parental or human limitations. Parental or human limitations. That is parents limiting his or her child. Or human beings limiting, trying to limit people. I remember some time ago, a young lady who went to Britain. She was the first to go to Britain in her family. Somebody also in the family helped her. But in her own direct family, she was the first. And it was like a major breakthrough for her. She went there to work in that person's company. And as she returned back, they deceived her to come back to Nigeria for a holiday. And as she came, the person she was working with said, I don't want you to go back again. And took and collected her passport and tore the passport with the visa inside. To place a satanic limitation on the lady from going back to that place where she was already shining. And I say today, that every form of satanic limitation or human limitation be removed from your life today in the name of Jesus. And number nine, we also have personal limitation, which are two. First one under personal limitation is unbelief, when you don't have faith. It's a limitation. It can limit you from having uncommon laughter. And of course, sin. Sin is a major limitation. I read the story somewhere some time ago of a man who had, I think, two or three PhD and still could not get anything out of life. You can imagine somebody having PhD, even one PhD, it should be enough to settle you. He has two or three thereabout, and he still could not access any job, nothing was working. And they asked him, what could be the problem? He has done five deliverances. He has fasted and fasted, things did not change. All of a sudden, he remembered his past, something he has done in the past when he was much younger in a particular church. I won't mention the name of the church. They will call ladies who need children. Say, come to the church for night vigil. And the person in charge of the church will tell them, this night, an angel will come and sleep with you. Once that angel sleeps with you, automatically you will get pregnant. So they rented young men. They will wear some angelic gowns. And at night they will enter the church while the ladies are sleeping in different places. They will tell them, everyone is sleeping in different spots. Then the guys would have told them, you go to candidate one, you candidate. Then they will go to them, sleep with them. Then the ladies will be thinking that the angel actually came. And they will get up and be shouting, hallelujah. That, the angel, the pastor said, has finally. And in the morning they will pay him money. And that sin went to wait for him later when he should break through in life. Sin is a limitation anywhere, anytime, any day. What limited Naaman? Or what's the name of that guy that was with Elijah? Gehazi. Sin. Sin. Sin placed permanent leprosy on him. What was the sin? Lying. Lying. Lying, cheating, unrighteousness. Sin places limitation and causes uncommon sorrow instead of uncommon laughter. Quickly this morning, effects of limitations. It disallows celebration. Anywhere there's a limitation, it disallows celebration. Anywhere devil tries to limit, it disallows celebration. Number two, it hinders fruitfulness. Limitations hinder fruitfulness and productivity. Anywhere devil places a limitation, there will be hindrance to fruitfulness. But for somebody here today, every hindrance must be removed in Jesus' name. Number three, limitations to uncommon laughter causes stagnation. Stagnation. Anywhere there is stagnation, there will be sorrow. You will not be happy. And number four, limitations cause depression. When there's a limitation in the life, that person is depressed, is unhappy, never smiles, never laughs. You almost be wondering, is this person consoling, is this person mourning somebody? And number what now? Number five, limitations to uncommon laughter causes epileptic breakthrough. That is, breakthrough today, withdraw the breakthrough tomorrow. Breakthrough today, withdraw the breakthrough tomorrow. Quickly this morning, without wasting our time, when are you to pray to break limitations to uncommon laughter? When? Pastor, I want this laughter. When am I supposed to pray? Number one, you are supposed to pray when the enemy has made you suffer for long. Anytime you can sense that you have suffered for long, you need to pray to break the yoke of limitation to uncommon laughter. When am I to pray to break the yoke of limitation to uncommon laughter? Number two, when you have cried and cried and cried and you are tired over a matter, you have cried in your room, you have cried in the church, you have cried at night, you have cried and cried over a particular matter, you need to pray. Number three, when do I need to pray to break the yoke that wants to hinder me from accessing uncommon laughter? When the problem has become very stubborn and unrepentant. When the problem has become very, when your challenge, the things you are that is disturbing you, has become very, very stubborn. It's as if the thing wants to go on with you year in, year out. When that happens, it means that you need to pray very well. Number four, when do I need to pray to break the yoke of limitation to my laughter? When you are experiencing testimony famine. People are testifying every day in the church. You can't say this the last time you came out to testify. You can't say this the last time you held mic, or you went to this pastor or any of the pastors to say, I want to share my testimony. This is what God is doing for me. And there is testimony in the church. People have been blessed. For you, somehow you are experiencing testimony famine. You need to pray to break the yoke of limitation. Number five, when do I need to pray? When you are experiencing multiple attacks. Attack today on failure. Attack today from job or on your job. Attack today on sickness. Multiple attacks. When this is happening, it wants to stop your laughter. It has noticed that you have been laughing too much. You are laughing over your children. It wants to stop that laughter there. Give you some problem there. It notices that you are laughing over your ministry. It wants to stop you there. When this happens, you have noticed multiple attacks. You need to break the yoke. Number six, when do you need to pray to break the yoke of limitations? When you need a change desperately. You want to change address. You don't tire. Where you are staying now, you are tired of the place. You are tired. You need a change desperately. You are tired of writing jam. You are tired. You are so tired of the situation. When you get to a level where you are very tired of your situation, then it means you need to break that yoke. And number seven, when do you need to pray to break the yoke? Number seven, when you desire a new season. You have been in the same season in your life, all through. Same, it's as if things are the same. When this happens, you need desperately to pray. As I begin to round up this morning before we go into prayers, what are the keys to breaking limitations to uncommon laughter? Number one, deep love for God. What are the keys? Number one, you must love God deeply for Him to intervene in your case. Many don't know why God has been looking at them for long. The reason is that your love is not deep. The love is too shallow. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that God looks at the heart. It is the state of your heart that will determine the level of involvement of God in your circumstance. Once your face is showing that you are close to God, but your heart is far, God folds His hand. The depth of your love for God is the depth of the way He's going to defend you. That's why as pastors and as spiritual leaders, we are always talking, get closer to God. Draw nearer to God. In James 4 verse 8, say, draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Because we know that your depth of love for God is your guarantee for laughter. The greatest advice anybody can give you is to draw closer to God. That's the best advice. Draw closer to God. Draw closer to God. Draw closer to God. Spend more time with God. Draw closer to God. Spend more time with God. As we make this cry, don't let us be crying alone. Take steps. Because this will introduce continuous laughter to you. You can't draw close to God and the devil will draw close to you. Key number one to breaking the limitations for your laughter is love for God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love Him. You can't imagine what God wants to do for you because you love Him. You can't imagine it. It's unimaginable. You can't imagine it. What God wants to do to ensure that you are laughing this year, you can't imagine it. But you must first draw closer to Him. Nearer to Thee, Lord, draw me nearer to Thee, nearer to Thee, nearer to Thee, Lord, draw me nearer to Thee. My song every day,
my song every day is Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer to Thee. My song every day,
to me.
In this world that you spend as much time with as much as God. Once you get to that level, you have reached the level of a common laughter. Once you get to the level whereby in a day, the amount of time cumulative you spend in reading your Bible, in speaking in tongues, in worship, personal worship and meditation, in interaction and friendship with God, when you accumulate it together in a day, it's more than the time you spend with every other person. You have signed up for laughter. Many of us are too far away from God. We are too far. And God is yearning for us. He's crying. I need you to come closer to me. I pray for somebody here today. Grace for deeper, stronger level of relationship with God. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Number two key to breaking limitations to uncommon laughter is holy anger. Holy anger. That is, you take up your weapons of war in anger. Ephesians 6 verse 11. You are angry. There is an anger in your spirit. You take up your weapons. Say, I am angry. Say, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You are angry. Say, what nonsense. Enough is enough of this rubbish. Bible never say we should not be angry. We just say angry and sin not. It depends on who you are angry with. You are very angry in your spirit. And that anger takes you to number three, which is desperate prayer. Desperate prayer. In Psalm 56 verse 9, it says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. As a result of number two, you are angry. Number three, you go into desperate prayer. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. This morning, I want you to be very angry over what is making you unhappy. I want you to display your holy anger against whatever is tormenting you secretly. Whatever you have that you have used suits to cover up, or you have used clothes to cover up, I want you to be angry about it this morning. I want you to display holy anger. The reason some of us are too gentle. You are too gentle. You are too gentle. Your gentility is part of your problem. You are too gentle. I want you to display anger. So much so that the devil knows that finally, your uncommon laughter must appear. There is somebody here this morning, your uncommon laughter must appear today. I say your uncommon laughter must appear today. Your uncommon laughter must appear today.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.